We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:46, 14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is going to be a nice day today. Sunny and nice, highs of 66, and then warmer tomorrow with highs of 74. But then it turns cold. Man, I'm telling you, real cold. And we won't get out of the 40s until so we'll tell you more about that with the news coming up. Right now we want to talk about, oh man, there are so many different ways that you can get scammed out there with SMS phishing, smishing, I think is what it's called. Some weird text messages you get. Dr. Chris Pearson joins us now, CEO of Black Cloak. And your company, Dr., protects celebrities, sports stars, politicians, and Fortune 500 executives from hacking, cyber stalking, doxing, and other digital threats, correct?
Absolutely correct. But, I mean, look, many of those same things that we do there on that site applies to the broader population as well.
And also a former member of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Data Privacy Committee and Cyber Security Subcommittee. You got so many titles, Doctor, I can't get them all in. Let's talk about, you know, I'm getting a text from a bogus site telling me to enter some information about my Netflix subscription, and I could just tell it was bogus looking at it. I get other ones telling me that my browsing history is at risking my cell phone, et cetera, et cetera. Are those the latest things?
Those are. I mean, you know, it continues. I mean, these days, smishing is really using SMS text messages being sent from the cyber criminals to your personal device. And they do it because, look, at the end of the day, some 99% of text messages are read, and they're read in immediate click fashion, right? When you get the ding, you immediately look down at your phone, look over at your watch, so to speak, and you immediately jump on that message. And it creates this real need to respond and respond quickly. What we're seeing is cyber criminals using that technique and using that knowledge and having finance scams, having romance scams, Netflix or check your Hulu account, all the rest, all of these types of things, either for financial reasons or to go ahead and do an account takeover, take over your account, or just grab your credentials. They say, hey, maybe your Netflix account is compromised or coming to a close, or we didn't get the billing. Click here to log in and take care of it, update your credit card. And you click and you look, you go to a website that looks like Netflix, perhaps. It isn't. You enter in your credentials. Well, now they can sell those credentials on the dark web to somebody else. So they're always attacking you, and hitting an SMS text message is a great way to do it because they know you're going to look at it and respond quickly.
Dave, like a reflex almost, huh? Before you even think about it?
It is. I mean, it's one of those fight or flight type of syndromes where it creates an urge or a sense of urgency in you to take care of it immediately, to respond. It must be important. I need to go ahead and do this now. They emphasize they need to do it now. And it immediately causes that right brain, left brain trigger to happen where you immediately turn towards it and you aren't able to rationally think about, should I be getting it in this medium? Is this legitimate? Can I slow down or do something else? Can I myself go to a computer and type in the website address for my bank myself or look at the back of my credit card and go there and log in the real way? Or does it have to happen now? And this sense of urgency is really what they prey upon.
Dave Cohen and I, our news director, we were having a conversation just now. He says his carrier, Verizon, I think, has made some headway in keeping that stuff from happening. I have AT&T, and it seems as though I'm just, man, the field's wide open. Are some carriers making more inroads than others? Do all have plans to try to protect us from this? And can they?
Yeah, those are great questions. The fact of the matter is that all of the carriers, you know, all the major carriers are facing the same onslaught, the same problem. The cyber criminals are able to change the numbers that they're actually texting from. And when I say texting from, we're talking about they're sending, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of text messages from those numbers and continually switching them. So it's really a game of whack-a-mole. The FCC, the Federal Communications, they've gone ahead and really tried cracking down with the agencies and saying you need to put in place better controls around robocalls as well as fake messages that are being sent to consumers. And you need to be the ones, because you're really the gatekeepers in here doing this. I don't think any one company is above any other at this point in time because they're all getting through in some form or fashion. They're all getting through. And that's really the key thing is not necessarily, I mean, we do need to have them as the gatekeeper send less messages on when they see those massive spikes and flood of text messages coming from the same numbers with similar, same deceptive headlines and messages. However, it's really a lot of it is on hardening the human. What steps can you take to make sure you are not scammed, that you can identify the scam and don't reply?
Is there, and we only have a couple of minutes left, and Doctor, there's never enough time for this. We could spend 24 hours straight talking about this, but I guess maybe some good rules of thumb, take a breath, don't respond immediately, and then delete it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go through some simple items. First of all, number one, if somebody sends you something and you think it's a wrong number, do not reply. Just block it. Do not reply. Do not be nice. This is literally one of the first tactics that cyber criminals are using to gain a footprint to communicate with you. So don't reply to wrong number texts. Don't reply to texts that have, you know, pictures of attractive individuals on the other end of them. And they say, oops, you know, so sorry. It was I was sending this to my boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatnot. Don't reply to those. Block those numbers. Second, if you are if you're with one of the major carriers, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, you know, go ahead and change some of the preferences that you have in terms of the sharing of your information, the sharing of your phone number, to try to keep it out of that limelight. Number three, when you get those messages, never ever click on the link. If it's about something you have, about Netflix or Hulu or Disney or about a bank you have, go to the website yourself by typing in the URL into your own browser entirely separately, doing a full login process, and see if there's anything wrong with the account. 9 times out of 10, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the account. It's a fake message. And try to protect yourself a little more. So go above and beyond. The way that bad guys are able to go ahead and reach out to you is they know what your cell phone number is. A lot of this information is publicly disclosed out there. It's on data broker websites. Remove your information from data broker websites so that the cyber criminals don't have access to it. Now, of course, a lot of this comes from data breaches in terms of your cell phone number being a part of that data breach. But those are some good rules that you can use and some good tips you can do to harden yourself.
I want you to come back and tell us how to remove it from data, whatever it was, broker websites. We'll talk again soon. Okay, Doctor?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you, sir. I think it's very important. Dr. Chris Pearson, CEO of Black Cloak. Take a second. Don't respond right away. Count to 10 and then delete it. 8:54 and a half. Traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.